Good afternoon.
My name is Christopher David. I'm an entrepreneur from Arlington, Virginia. My question is about the youth. I work with a lot of high school and college students and recent graduates who are facing a job market with 20% youth unemployment, and at the same time, one of the most favorable entrepreneurial environments. It's easier than ever to start a business or get involved with a startup. So, considering that these kids are politically savvy, they like studying economics, they're brilliant, and they're willing to learn, what advice can you give them from an investment perspective that could help them chart their own course as opposed to get a 9-to-5 job?
Well, the main thing you could do, and people do it different ways. I used to do it by doing a lot of reading. I was practically lived at the Omaha Public Library for 3 or 4 years and when I was 9 or 10 or 11. I mean, anything you do to improve your own skills, you never know where it's going to pay off later on. I have one diploma hanging in my office, and I got a couple of others, but the one diploma I have hanging up there is one I got from a Dale Carnegie course, which cost me $100 back in 1951, and I can't, it's incalculable how much value I got from that $100. There's nothing like working to improve your own skills, and I would say communication skills are the first area I would work on to enhance your value throughout life, no matter what you do. I mean, if I had stayed in the same position I was in terms of communicating back in 1950 or 51, my life would have turned out differently. I mean, I started selling securities, and if you can't talk to people, you've got a real problem selling securities. If you get lucky, you find your passion early on. But you want to work at something you're passionate about, and then you want to work to improve your skills in that. And I think if you do both of those things, I think you're likely to do very well. Charlie?
Yeah, I think economics is a really tough subject. And I think it's easy to teach the basic microeconomics and certain of the basic ideas, but the minute it gets into the full range of complexity, you have the difficulty that the experts disagree. So I don't think I would hurry if I were trying to learn something into the parts of the fields where none of the experts can agree among themselves. I would master the easy stuff first.
I would not advise taking lots of courses in economics to somebody going to school. Just trying to think back. It's been a long time since I took my economics courses at Wharton, but I don't regard them as the ones that push me forward in any significant way. Carol?